Listen, we're just like everybody else. We get up in the morning and we put on our pants one beer at a time. This is the perfect pour.
You have one beer, one leg.
And one beer,
One leg of beer, one beer a leg.
Sit back, have a beer, start the other leg, have a little more beer.
Sounds like a good plan. Hey, welcome to the Perfect Bar. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I am Matt.
Oh, nice. Woo! Nicely done. Wow. It's like we practiced it.
Goosebumps.
We did something and didn't have to.
We just reached the high point of the show.
Good night.
Downhill from here. And we're going to be, for the next couple hours, we're going to be hanging out with you, drinking a lot of beer. Most of the beer that the listeners of the show have given us. We're going to talk about some beer releases to look out for. And beer culture news. And some beers we're caught drinking. And then we're going to hear from beer drinkers across the country and hear what's what's going on in their neck of the beer woods. And before the show, we did some tailgating, drinking some tailgate beers. One of them was from our listener, Chew Your Beer. Find him on social media at Chew Your Beer. It was a beer. It was a milkshake IPA from Omnipolo, mango margarita slush. There you go.
Say that five times.
Mm-hmm. With the it had lactose sugar, mango, lime, grapefruit, and vanilla. I'm just gonna go ahead and assess for Nick and say no.
So I don't have to be on the show anymore, is that right?
Yeah, I got all your reactions down.
Excellent.
I enjoy milkshake IPAs, but this one, I wasn't digging the lime and the mango in there.
Didn't
offend you. It was an inoffensive beer. That was a Untappd review from Matt, if he had written it down on Untappd. And then we also had I don't know if it's an R&D beer or not, but it didn't have a label. It's from Drake's Brewing. It was a smoked Brett sour.
Yes.
Which all just sounds bad to me. And but damn it, if I wasn't able to drink it fine. I was very surprised.
Yes.
I was like, I can drink this.
Lots of interestingness going on.
Interesting beer.
Probably I still should have some. Not I might be have beer, a little bit. But it is. Clear AF.
You shouldn't think to do that, but it's all right. Yeah, it's super clear and like no carbonation almost. But I drink it.
We probably have had this too long.
Yeah, we might have. I don't know. I don't know how, like, what's the matter on Brett smoked sours? Can you keep them around for a while?
Yep.
They can just sit around.
Yep. I mean, if it is super live yeast and there's sugars in there, it will keep fermenting and eventually bust the bottle.
Boom!
If it's kept warm enough. But otherwise, it's kind of like the beer that it'll just kind of ever change the longer you keep it.
Do different things.
Yeah.
It'll actually pop the cap.
Sometimes the caps are stronger than the glass itself.
And the glass will break?
Yeah.
Wow. I haven't heard of that.
Boom.
Too much, other than doing it in my freezer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to forget a beer in there or a Coke.
Louis assumed the position.
Louis is sitting in the producer's chair, and he's done. Maybe we can. Oh, poor Louis.
He's over us. Over this.
Our lab, Louis. Studio Lab Louie. So there you got. You're caught up with that. And so it's time to open up a new beer, another one from Chew Your Beer. I feel like because Chew Your Beer pressures us greatly to open up his beer as quickly as possible. So I feel like we got to do it. as much as, you know, as much as we hate to drink beers.
I love gold.
That's hot. Coming in hot. Yeah. I love gold.
They lose their value once you break the seal.
This is true. Ooh, this is coming in amber. Very ambery.
We got to save all these for our beer yard sale one day.
Oh, it's Black IPA. Partisan Politiques. Black IPA, a collaboration with McLeod and Partisan Brewing. It's going to go from left to right, your podcast style, around the table.
Partisan.
What?
I haven't had a Black IPA on here in a while, it feels like.
I heard IPA.
Are we in 2013 again? What's going on?
Cascadian Dark Ale, actually.
What year is this?
Oh.
The Chewed covered up the ABV.
It's malty.
Say this is 6.5. I don't know about this. Has this been that long for Black IPAs for me? Because it doesn't taste normal.
Is there a cheat sheet on here? Don't be fooled. Uniting dark beer lovers and hoppy beer lovers. Uniting red and blue on the same label and beyond. That does not help me.
There's too much uniting.
Okay, so Matt's not going to participate. Ooh. Cover that back
up. What was it?
What was your guess?
6.5. I'm guessing I guessed way under, huh?
Mm-hmm. Single IPA? Was it?
Not quite, my friend.
Oh. Mm. 8.
Mm-hmm. Point what?
0. Mm-hmm.
Try again.
8.9.
Okay, you two split the difference.
8.6.
There you go. 8.7.
Wow. Saron. Maybe they made it too strong?
Maybe.
I don't know. This is the problem with collabs, man. What are you going to do? It's got to be that uncomfortable thing when you do a collab and you realize, what's it about... Matt, when you take, like, it's in the fermenter when you get a little taste. Is that about a point where you can, like, just give an idea? Maybe even before you put the yeast in, you can get, like, a real super ballparky idea of what it's going to be like?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, the beer before yeast is introduced is extremely sweet, but you can get a little bit off of it.
Like, I wonder when it's a collab and it's going bad, like, which brewery starts blaming the other brewery? I'm like, oh, shit, this is going to turn out shitty. Yeah. It was the other guys.
Yeah.
I mean,
they insisted.
The bulk of the fermenting process doesn't really give you too much just because there's a lot of flavors that have not fallen out and a lot of other flavors that haven't fully absorbed or fruitioned. So there's a lot of that, and I know there's a couple of guys at the brewery, they typically don't like sampling flat beer. They prefer it to be carbonated for certain flavors to shine out. So I know they've shown their hand to some samples if they were not carbonated.
No, I will not.
Mm-hmm.
Is that carbonated? Actually, I'm not going to have that.
Well, that was something, guys. Not every beer is hits on all the, or, you know, different strokes, different folks, all those things.
All right, we posted the Untappd first show beer.
Show beer.
Show beer.
Show beer, Chew. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Chew. So let's get into some culture.
Wow, you're excited.
It's a little, you know. I'm excited because we finally can shut the door to the crickets. I feel like we can actually do a show without the freaking crickets way in the back.
The frigates?
It's too quiet. I don't like it.
Yeah, it's too quiet. Too quiet.
Where's our ambient white noise?
Ambient. So my favorite time of year when we can shut the crickets, leave the crickets outside. What's going on to Matt? What's going on? You think the culture?
So, I mean, I didn't have too much time to look into culture this week. I will kind of reflect on the beer summit that I just got back from. And it was a pretty good event as always. They did announce that next year will not be in Sacramento because the convention center is going a 2-year remodel.
Oh, wow.
So they have...
Oh, wow. It's going to be in San Diego.
No. They, 5 hours away from Fresno.
Eureka.
From Fresno? It's not in San Diego, and it's... Whoa.
Reno.
5 hours away from Fresno, and it's not San Diego.
So they had to
Los Angeles, 4 hours.
Elko, Nevada.
So they had to find a place that could house enough people.
Sierra Nevada.
Could house enough breweries, because they don't just throw an event at a convention center. They impact the locals around with
Taft.
A lot of traffic. And it is south of us.
Oh, okay. Well, Anaheim.
You're in the ballpark.
Disneyland.
You got to go...
craft beer.
A little further east. No, a little further west. Sorry.
Oh, Long Beach.
Yep.
Wow. Look out. Long Beach. Oh, I'm going to have to go now.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm going next year.
The Craft Beer Summit next year is being hosted in Long Beach.
Ooh, so. That might be just a huge rep event. That might be a big get it. Ooh.
Yeah. So
that might be the biggest beer event ever in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Craft beer event.
Yeah. So I'm really going to try to rally for us to go next year down to Long Beach. It's a little bit further away, but I think the big boss, the one that I think he's still on board because he's driven to Portland, you know, straight shot. No stop. I mean, other than fuel and
I've done that. It's rough.
So he's all, if it's shorter than Portland, he's all, we can do it.
Much shorter.
Yeah.
So way shorter.
To Portland.
Yeah.
The worst part of the Portland drive is Sacramento to Redding. Oh God. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible. Or Sacramento to Shasta, really.
But,
no scenery.
No. Zero. Not until you get closer to Shasta.
So Thursday, Friday at the summit, it's some people are familiar with like an event like Comic-Con, or some people go to trade shows or bridal shows or whatever. It's at a convention center. There's people set up with booths. So it's like, if you want to know more about pub quizzes, there's a guy. If you want to know more about malts or hops or water, kegs, floor drains, packaging machinery, everybody there has their own booth. You can go and network with other breweries, meet people, meet distributors, meet bar owners. It's everybody across the board is there. Friday evening, they do something a little special. It's the brewer's dinner. They bring you upstairs. There's more free beer. You get free glassware. And they have a tater tot bar. They build your own tater tots.
Was it as magical as you thought it would be?
It wasn't the best tater tots I've ever had, but...
these tater tots suck!
You know, I would say the highlight of that meal is they had beer-battered Brussels sprouts.
What?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. That was probably the highlight of the whole
game.
Oh, they were like just perfectly soft. They had the... It had to have been like the club soda breading. It was because of the carbonation of the beer made it real smooth. It wasn't flaky. Perfect. Saturday morning, they lead you to breakfast before the beer festival. And the breakfast was on the steps of the Capitol building.
Oh, classy. And,
was Arnold there?
No.
He's not the governor?
Sadly. Away.
Got my breakfast.
What's the governor name? Jerry Brown?
Jerry Brown.
Jerry Brown.
Good old Jerry Brown.
He was not physically there, but one of his colleagues or one of his employees was there. Really cool dude. We were just we knew that there was going to be somebody speaking. Nobody had really seen this guy, and he is the director.
Who are you?
I believe he's the director of ABC, but he works directly with Jerry Brown. Mm-hmm. And there was this guy, salt and pepper hair, kind of parted, not like slick back or anything. They had like a baseball tee, a black and gray baseball tee that just said like
government.
said like
government dude.
Midtown. Like Sacramento.
Ooh, Midtown.
And there was a
I'm a big Midtown guy.
A single speed stripped down bike, and we're just like, what's this guy doing?
Dixie.
And then he goes up and starts talking. He's like, you probably wouldn't expect that I'm director of ABC.
Because look, I have a fixie. Pretty cool, huh? Pretty cool for a politician.
He just walks it everywhere. He doesn't ever ride it.
Yeah. You only see him walking it around. Go ahead.
But pretty cool dude. Gave a real good speech and kind of gave some insight of his career with Jerry Brown and how, you know, they really tried to take care of the craft beer guys. We have a governor that
has a pretty robust craft beer scene.
Yeah. So, and then that leads immediately into the beer festival, and that is a very fun one. It's about 4 hours long. They have plenty of food trucks, plenty of bathrooms. They had free water bottles for the breweries themselves, and you're given a little special stainless steel cup versus a little plastic taster, and you're able to just go around and get 3 ounce samples from everybody.
Nice.
So it was a really cool event, and I look forward to how it will be different in Long Beach. I've never been to Long Beach, and I figure this is the perfect way to explore it.
It certainly is.
Mm-hmm.
Beachwood will be going crazy.
Crazy. They won't be going crazy by telling you they don't have cans for sale.
We don't have anything for sale.
And they cannot tell you where to buy
cans. You can get a growler.
Or yeah. You can get a growler.
But, yeah, I mean, that's definitely one thing you have to worry about when you're in Sacramento is everybody's like, oh, the after party's at Device. And you're like, Device is about the size of, your average garage. Yeah. So it's like you have to – it's like in between asking the locals and just getting off the beaten path of what everybody was told to do. You got to find the right place.
Did you meet Tasty?
No.
Boo.
I did walk right out of the convention center. I did see him.
Oh, saw Tasty.
But, I wasn't prepared for it.
So everyone's
like, Matt, there's Tasty. No, I can't do it right now. I can't do it right now. I mean, my hair, my beard's not right. Mm-hmm. I can't meet Tasty right now.
But that was the only time I saw him. I didn't see any of the other Brewing Network guys. And there was is it Beer Maven? The mermaid haired chick?
Oh, yeah.
She was all over the place.
I think she's from Sacramento or something like that.
She was hanging out with the Alvarado guys.
That sounds right. I think I've seen that. She's a big Instagrammer. That's what I know.
Somebody had to point, they're like, oh, that's such and such. And I was like, what? And they're all like,
what?
They're all your podcast page follows that person. And I was like,
you know too much about our podcast.
I was like, maybe so we do.
Because like whenever you see somebody like the top, like there'll be like the people you follow, you'll see their likes first on somebody's page. You're like, oh, this person also follows this person. Also stalks this. I mean, follows this person.
Yeah, Crafty Beer Maven. Yeah, she was all over the place. Well, I mean, she had neon pink hair that went to yellow and orange.
She's not hiding.
Even if you couldn't see her, you could see her hair.
That's a good sound.
This is an exclusive.
Uh-oh.
It's called Good Morning. Black Friday.
All right.
A coffee porter steeped with Lana French roast. Can you guess who that made this beer?
Dave Mustaine.
Some punk band from the 80s, judging by that label. Da-da-dun.
Yeah, it looks like a band flyer made for the label. Friday. Come see Black Friday. With It'll Grow Back.
I don't think we have 14 minutes to play Good Morning Black Friday, but it is a very good song.
Who does that song?
Megadeth.
Oh, of course.
Come on, bro.
I know that.
Oh,
I
knew it's that. Good morning, like you're in morning.
Morning.
not the first part of the day.
That was a good morn.
Mm. Ah. I was warned about this being coffee heavy, which is fine.
Yes. I do not believe there's beer in this coffee.
This is an iced coffee.
I thought it was Lana cold brew. It's
no, this is an Lana iced coffee. French roast. This is coffee that was hot and is now cooling off.
It says cold steeped. So that implies
this
that it
is
was
a Scotty B.
Soaked.
I may have, maybe Scotty I should have waited B? For a Scotty B call, but I wanted,
hey guys,
to, I wanted to make sure we
I dropped
this.
Off something special.
I hope all, if he ever makes these bottles for real, I hope they're all printed labels, rubber band to the bottle. I hope that's the new trend in beer labels.
I mean, I know you have to have like the warning and stuff on it, but they didn't, I don't think they have a limitation if how it needs to be attached to the bottle. I don't think there's a requirement that it has to be.
That's fine.
Yeah.
How is your label fastened to the bottle?
I've never heard that question come up, so.
Rubber bands.
Was there more stuff, Matt? More stuff?
No, it's just the summit, keeping it light. The
summit.
We need more celebrity sightings. You got any more celebrity sightings?
More celebs. Listeners? Did you meet any listeners?
There was some other industry people that knew of us, but,
industry,
there was a pair of like beer geeks from San Diego. I almost thought it was the new San Diego podcast, but it was a different one and they were kind of geeking out, but they were geeking out more about the brewery and not necessarily myself. I didn't want to go through the spiel of like, oh, I have a podcast too.
I have a podcast too. They're all, oh, what? 3BZ mentions Tioga Sequoia sometimes. Oh my gosh.
Like, yeah, I guess they do, huh? Yeah. You ever listen to them? Uh-huh. They're called Indie Beer. Or no. 3BZ is called Beer Night in San Diego now. And ST Beer Talk's called Indie Beer Show now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Do we need to change our name?
I said we're changing our name to Haze Craze.
Try again.
Show. Haze Craze Show.
Try again. Let's rethink that.
That's it. What's going on over there, Nick?
Haze Bros.
Haze Bros. The Haze Bros.
Haze Bros.
Yeah, that's it. Haze Bros.
Well, my sinuses decided to take off, so.
Oh. Yeah, I woke up a little funky today, too.
I don't sound as sexy luxurious. As I usually is. Luxurious.
I think it's my voice a little bit deeper today. Sinuses are all
Mud's deeper, too. Just because.
Yeah, hey, we're all deeper.
We have legitimate...
Welcome to this beer show.
We have legitimate allergy things. I don't know about you.
Ford Ranger. Built Ram Tough.
You and your Northwest bubble that you live in.
Yep, that's how I like my Ford Ranger.
Ford Ranger, built Ram Tough and Toyota
Strong.
Toyota facilities.
That's right. We got a hybrid for you.
I got your hybrid right here.
What's going on there?
Please send all angry letters addressed to Mikey at the Perfect Pour.
I work at a Ford facility and we would never do that.
Yeah, I mean, you drive a Ford Ranger every day for work, right?
Sure. Why not?
Sure.
Reliable vehicles?
Now with new light bars.
Ford Ranger. Now with 5 light bars. We don't know why either.
Yeah, one of them's under the seat. It's like, what good does that do?
That's still pretty cool.
Drop a quarter, try to find it.
That's right. Glove box, light bar. tape deck, light bar.
Sir, do you know why I stopped you?
Light bars are too awesome.
Exactly.
You dropped your American flag, sir.
Damn it.
Nick?
I don't know. I think we're on to something here. We're making waves. We're cutting edges.
Making waves, all right. Oh, chew your beer. Just this in. Chew your beer. Just commented on my check-in earlier to that Omnipolo beer. Let's see what Chew Your Beer has to say about this check-in. Forgot I sent this one out. You guys get this brewery in your area? They're from Europe. Way up in Europe. Like, we ain't in Kansas anymore, eh? There you go. That was Chewy Bear commenting on that. My Oxana check-in on the Polo.
You have quite the amount of toasts on that check-in. I'm impressed.
Toast.
Go, toast.
French toast.
I'm a toast digger on Untap. Nick?
Okay.
Anything more? More stuff?
Kern River.
Kern River
is teasing us with Citra release.
Ooh, it's the annual. This is the Citra that we sent to GABF Citra.
Mm-hmm. Now I don't like that you're teasing me that Kern River's teasing.
Yes.
Us.
Mission accomplished.
Fresno?
Okay.
We're going to see Fresno?
Let me ruin that for you. Also,
is it contest? Do we have to go on Eventbrite?
They haven't released the details yet, but they're saying Citra's coming. But until then, please enjoy our Kern River pumpkin ale.
That is one of the better pumpkin ales.
That's what I'm saying.
Said no one ever.
Wow. Dogfish Head is getting into the wild ale game.
Oh, boy. Hey, that's Libertine's thing.
Yep.
You can't do that.
We actually left a batch of beer out in the sun. It went sour.
Oh, wild ale.
And they're going pun heavy on this.
Oh.
The program is called Wooden It Be Nice. And their first beer is Naughty Bits.
It's naughty.
Another beer from them is Wet Hop American Summer.
Oh, that's a good
one. Like the 80s movie.
Like the 80s movie.
80s inspired.
It's a classic.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. And that concludes
culture. That concludes our day of culture.
Well, guys.
What?
Big Russian River. Oh, go ahead.
Firestone Lager now has its own Instagram page. Carry on.
Because that was needed.
Yes. You needed
it. Lager. Because 805 had its own thing for a while. And then they just seemed like they just abandoned that. Like 805 had its own YouTube channel, own Instagram, all this thing. Channel. And then they just stopped. Like, oh, that advertising campaign's done.
805 Brew.
805 Brew. Because you're out on your truck and you want a beer after doing stuff with your truck. 805. Russian River. Have you guys heard of this place?
Who?
Mm.
Russian River Brewing in Santa Rosa. They are officially, they are brewing their first batch of beer at their Windsor facility. Their new spanky, classy, expensive, huge-looking Windsor facility, which is just a little north of Santa Rosa there, where their expansion. So their first batch of beer is now
expansion batch.
Now being made. So Windsor, they are having a job fair on the 17th from 3 to 7 in Windsor at the Huerta Gymnasium.
Yeah.
So you want to work for Russian River.
Does that mean there's no podcast that week because you'll be up there applying for a job?
I apply.
Yeah, I heard they had a position open for a dishwasher. I thought about applying for that.
There was. There is. There's all kinds of positions. Mostly like, you know, work in the tap room kind of positions.
There was like
there's bouncers.
There was like what was it, like merchandise sales and tours, and there was like all sorts of hybrid positions, floor manager, different things. But I was like, I probably qualify for a dishwasher position at Russian River. Yeah. Give it a shot.
Do you get do you get your beer? What's it called when you work for a brewery? You get your beer?
Shift beer.
Shift beer.
Well, that's what
you get shift beer if you're a dishwasher?
It was like the beer perks have to be amazing at that place.
Best dishwasher position.
Only low fills a Pliny this week.
Oh, whoops.
What about a hype guy? You go in and warm up the tap room before the brewer starts serving beer.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
You suck.
All right. We'll bring out the Pliny now then.
Tough room out there, man.
It's all right. I have plenty.
Tough crowd out there. Seems like a younger crowd today. I don't know. I don't know, man.
You just did a 20-second set.
Yeah, man. It's rough.
Your dog sucks, too.
Where's my beer? Wow. But I have a cat.
Cat guy. Can't you tell? Cat guy.
Don't heckle the heckler.
I will heckle you, sir.
So, Retro River, bro. About to expand. Maybe we'll see it. Maybe Delta Pacific can provide a refrigerated vehicle can get it down there. Maybe I got some Retro River.
Who knows?
Some money. Some blind pig.
So what you're saying is... Cold transfer my soul.
I mean, is that the day where we just... We all switch to like whiskey and bourbon and all that. Whiskey. It's like the day that Russian River is distributed to Fresno, where it's like,
our luck, we'll give up the day before. We quit beer podcasting.
We're done. I'm tired of this shit.
Pliny, interesting.
Pliny, Fresno. Pliny, Russian River opens their first satellite tap room in Fresno. Have you guys heard of this term?
No.
Whoa, the fridge mic is on. Listen to that clear fridge mic sound.
Why do we have a chocolate bunny?
Easter, bro.
Yeah. September Easter.
Listen to him go. All kinds of things to choose from in that beer fridge.
It's the labor bunny.
What's he choosing? Inappropriate rubbing on the microphone. And, the door's closed. He's coming back with something. It's a crowler.
Mr. Crowler.
This crowler has a special story. Mikey specifically asked for one crowler, and I forgot to order it. But one beer I did order popped. And so they're all, that was the last we had. We couldn't fill the crowler. Is there anything else you'd like in its place? And I was like, Abandoned Earth, IPA. So.
Yes.
You almost didn't get this.
Ooh.
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 I love gold.
Coming in from Sacramento, California. Fieldwork.
Yes.
Fieldwork.
Matt showed me a list, and it was just the first thing I saw when I looked at it. And I was all, Abandoned Earth. Because it's an IPA and it's field work.
They had
and I like their crowler
extensive list
design artwork. It's their IPAs classic there. Artwork. I bet they did. I'm going to use my big glass.
Oops.
Ooh, oh boy. This looks...
I'm not sure if Nick's going to... I
don't
can't
know.
Can't see through it.
Is it a hazy?
I don't think it's
hazy. I think it's
it a wee bit hazy?
I think it's just unfiltered. It doesn't have a massive tropical aroma.
It looks...
I don't think it's a hazy.
No, but it's got that sedimentary volume to it.
Abandoned Earth. Super crushable IPA with big aromas of grapefruit peel and peach skins and bready malt notes, hopped with amarillo and melon. 6.6%. I like this.
Yeah,
no. I like it.
Yeah, no.
I chose wisely. Good job, me.
Well, there's three other crowlers in there if you wanted to go.
Chose something else.
No, old man. I chose wisely.
I've waited here 700 years for you to avenge me.
I have a question from a listener that maybe a mystery we can solve. We like solving beer mysteries.
Yes.
Answer is no.
This one involves a Facebook group that I dropped out of. I don't know if you guys did or not. The CVCBD, the Central Valley Craft Beer Drinkers page.
Uh-huh.
And apparently they use on there, they use the term gas wars a lot. and this listener was like, I don't know what that means. I see him use it all the time. And I even asked on the page, and nobody will answer me as to what this is. So just trying to figure out if this is like some sort of super inside term that these guys are using, or if this is a term used at all in the beer geek world as gas wars. Have you heard of this at all?
First time I've heard of it.
I've seen it. I assumed that was the name of the place.
Gas wars?
Yeah.
Seems like an odd name of the place. Like, you felt like they were referencing a place.
Yeah.
Like Gas Wars.
Like the name sounds like they're messing with the name. Like, maybe it's Gas...
Mm-hmm. Gas Pores.
Pores, or Gas Warehouse, or Gas...
I felt like maybe because that page was famous for chugging.
Although, oh, don't worry. That still is happening.
He says it's not as bad now, but I don't know.
Now the thing lately is slam the brewery you don't like with a meme.
Oh, okay.
And then in comes the defense, and then they begin to slam those defending that said brewery.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, good. So that group still just goes into infighting constantly, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, it does, it feels like it would be like you were, you were flaming each other, maybe. Like gas wars, like, you know, each one of you, each side is like talking shit.
They're just fueling the fire? Is that what's going on?
That's here? What it feels, that's what my thought would be. Either that or you're just, Or if it is chucking beer and you're just getting gas. Or maybe it's milk. The next day after drinking too many milkshake IPAs.
Whoa.
You're in a gas war?
Yeah. Dutch oven.
I don't know. Well, it's out there. So if somebody has, if we discover the meaning before the show's over, or if a listener calls next week or contacts us for next week. Well, no. I have an Instagram recommendation, Reco. Just one. The Golden Beertriever. And all the Instagram is somebody's Golden Retriever, and he puts a can of beer, you know, a craft beer can on his Golden Retriever's head, and then takes a picture.
Wow.
And that's the whole Instagram feed is just various pictures of his Golden Retriever with the beer can on his head.
Doggos.
And occasionally he'll put something on his nose. Damn. So
that's a good dog.
It's cute. So
Louie, you got work to do.
Come on. You got to balance stuff on your head.
Step it up.
Step it up. All right. I got a tip for you. An untapped tip. I'm going to try to give untapped tips every week. And this is mine for finding a local trending. I'm going to see if I can figure it out right now, because now I'm like, I did it the other day, and let's see if I can figure it out. Okay. So everyone open up your untapped. This will be helpful if you can follow along. You got your untapped open. Mm-hmm. You hit the middle button down below, which is the beer bottles and the eyeglass.
Yep.
So now we're on this page, and now we hit the trending beers. Now we're in the trending beers, and there are two tabs, local and global. And you click the local, and now you can see the number one trending beers in your area that are getting checked in. I never really paid attention to this. The number one beer in Fresno right now is the New England Californication from Tioga Sequoia.
Yeah, boy.
The Kiever beer. So apparently people in Fresno area on Untappd, this is the most beer that's been getting checked in, is this New England Californication, which I haven't had. It's getting a 3.97, which is pretty good for Untappd. I want to try. How is this, Matt? Have you had it? I'm gonna assume
it is a tasty beverage. If
it's got Kiever artwork.
If you remember a beer called West Coast Vermonting from last year,
yes,
same base beer, a little bit different water chemistry and a different hop schedule, but it was inspired by. And well, I think it came out fantastic.
You still got some? You got four packs, six packs,
four packs,
cans, 16 ounce cans.
We actually ended up with a fair amount of cans and draft of this beer, so it'll last a minute. I don't think it's going to make it to the end of the month, but it should be the first time that we have good, you know, equal parts of draft and cans.
Rounding this out here, number two is House of Pendragon's Force Ghost. They just did a release of that, right?
Yeah.
Force Ghost. And Half Dome makes number three. A lot of people like this Tioga Half Dome. Pizza, look, this is interesting. This is Fresno local area. The number four checked in recently is Double Barney IPA from Pizza Port. I haven't even seen this beer. It's impressive to me that I can get up that high. It's getting a good rating, too. I haven't heard of this. And Spaceways had it. Modern Times. Sherman. Sticky Monkey. Is that Sticky Monkey been released lately? Is Sticky Monkey a seasonal?
Yeah, it's only released once a year. But, I mean, I think it's been out for a minute. Oh.
Dwayne's World from Alvarado Street. And then some Heineken beer from Lagunitas. Yeah, so I like. So there you go. There's your untapped tip. You can find out what's trending in your area by going that middle button with the bottles, and then trending beers, and then click on local. Well, let's see, global. Global is Samuel Adams. The number one trending beer right now across the country is Sam Adams Oktoberfest, and then Sierra Nevada's Oktoberfest is number two.
But the first normal beer in that list is the Fresh Haze from Deschutes.
Deschutes. Oh, the one with the commercial. That one's got the commercial. Nick
should yes. Like. I love it.
It's got a weatherman warning of haze. I want to see if I can bring that up real quick. I don't think I'm probably going to be able to. You guys having a good time? We having fun?
I'm enjoying this beer.
It is a good beer from Fieldwork.
Okay, so Gas Wars is a real gas station.
Oh, okay.
But it seems like they carry craft beer, but now I think it's become a ploy to suck people in. It's a trolling mechanism.
Oh, now. No. It's one of those, they got it. They got plenty of Gas Wars.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the troll just
like, yeah, you like, post, you post a cool beer and tell people you got it at Gas Wars.
And then wait for somebody to come back on the beach. I went down there. There's nothing there. I remember that. That was done on that page where the guy was sending people to like the most freaking low life, shittiest liquor store in town.
Yes.
And was like getting people to go there to look for Pliny and then laughing when people would be like, there's no Pliny there.
there's not even cold Bud Light there, let alone Pliny.
They don't even keep their Bud Light cold there. Come on.
What do you expect? Already interested.
Look at America, because we have got a hazy weather warning for the entire lower 48. It is literally going to be raining beer. Ha-ha! Let's take a look at the barometer.
Ooh, the barometer. I want one of those.
Get a good look at this, America. You're going to want to be prepared for some super juicy, deliciously hazy IPA. Don't take this lightly. Get out those pint glasses. Get out those growlers. And hey, America,
growlers.
Clean out those gutters, because it is going to be a downpour. Stay tuned for live on-the-scene coverage of this brewing storm as it develops.
So watch out, guys. Wow. Hazy warning across all of North America.
What that says to me is Hazy's over. Yes.
Over.
We're finally seeing the end of Hazy.
Oh, you think so, huh? So I'm glad. Good job getting that Gas Wars mystery apparently maybe probably well, solved.
That's just my opinion of the, at the
moment. I think you're right. It feels right. And it feels like that's something that Paige would do as well.
Yes.
They would do something that feels devious. Like. And it feels like summer. Where's that crowler? I think that crowler down here.
It's getting warm down
Refill.
Here.
Refill.
I just called to say I'm drinking. I just called to say how drunk I am.
You can email us or call us. Email us some audio. Email us just in regular ass email. You can call us on the voicemail line 559-492-0542. Or you can record something on your phone and email that recording to us, perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. Let's do an actual email here from Scott Rickey. Hey guys, I'm working. Or at least I'm supposed to be, but I'm caught up.
Damn it.
The wife and I have been doing our part to keep up with our listeners and hit up as many breweries as we can. If you get a chance, you guys have got to take a trip to Revision and get some of those fresh hazy beers. That's funny. That's the first time I've heard someone going. I didn't even think about Revision having a tap room. Albee Ale Works in Truckee is situated in such a beautiful area that you'd be dead inside not to be able to enjoy it. If it's stouts you're after, Nick, then head up to Moxa?
Ooh, yeah.
In Rockland, where they are doing incredible things with their stouts that will blow your mind.
Blown. Isn't that where Derek Galanos is at now?
Maybe, yeah, I think you're right. Derek, that was in San Diego.
Abnormal.
We actually had on the show of the Perfect Pour. If you're heading to the coast, stop by Salinas to visit Alvarado Street facility. We already know that, okay? And enjoy some of the best beers around and ask for RJ. Everybody that listens to Perfect Pour has to ask for RJ now. Alvarado, the Salinas one. There are plenty more that we've visited, but this message has been too long. I'm hoping we can get to Fresno soon for a get it.
What?
Since it isn't too far from Truckee. Yeah, relative. 5 hours isn't too far. Thanks for your time and show, and keep up the good work, guys. So you can just actually email us. It's fine. Thanks for that. And now let's get into some audio.
Hey guys, it's me, Al Green. I'm driving. I haven't called in a while. Been since the Tampa Get It.
What's up, bro?
Man, I had to take a little break. Just become a listener again, you know? Felt kind of bad getting all of our crazy calls mixed in with Choose Serious call, but... like Mike said, maybe it was a little
break in the
seriousness, kind of loosened things up a little bit. Did suck to hear what happened to Chew, man. He sounds like a really good guy. That would suck to happen to anybody, man. You know, craft beer world, we're supposed to be all about love. Peace, love, and hops, man.
Peace and love.
Other than that, on another note, glad football season's back, almost. Brothers love by the time we play this, there should have been a game on last night. Kickoff, actually. So that's going to be fun. Glad to be a part of the
Yay, sports
fantasy
ball.
League this year, too. Very, very, very excited about that. I was enjoying a stone while I was drafting. So I guess we'll find out if that helped or hurt. Also, the calendar, man, that's going to be awesome. Hold on a sec here. I told you guys I was driving, about to pull up to a gate. Good morning. Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good, you?
Doing well, sir.
Don't let him in. He's going to drink.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Wow. Just let him right through.
Calendar pick. Yeah. Trying to figure out what I want to do. Want to make it fun, you know. Make it about beer and about what I enjoy to do. We'll see how that goes. And then I wanted to answer or choose question about favorite beers we've had over the summer. I'm going to keep mine pretty local. I enjoyed a Critter IPA this summer from Florida Keys Brewing. My buddy brought that back when he went down on his Keys visit. That was really good. Very fresh. Very juicy. Super hazy. These are all hazy beers, by the way. Obviously.
Nick, are you listening?
Uh-huh. There's another local company over here called Bangin' Banjo Brewing.
Yeah, it is.
They have a IPA, New England style IPA called Flat and Scruggs. I don't know who those two guys are, but they made a delicious beer. That was good. And then one of the beers that I brought to the Tampa Get It, Civil Society Tracks. Oh, man, that one was really, really good. I was able to enjoy that for a while, and they still got it on kegs around here, so I pick it up every time I can. Other than that, man, you know, you guys do shit. Just passing over my 3 minutes. Keep it the good work, guys. We're alert, we're alert, we're alert.
We're alert, we're alert, we're alert, we're alert. Well, I kind of zoned out there for a second. What happened? Got me right back in it.
Ooh, I'm back. Back in it. That was, we did recorded a day early last week, so I think that was supposed to be on last week's show, but.
Oh, well then.
Oh. Oh, are they?
Oh, are they?
These are OR scrubs. Oh, are they? Thank you. Thank you.
What are the perfect port to you be here?
Oh, look, guess
what,
Holmes? Good follow-up.
Just calling to rub it in, Holmes, just quick. I really don't have anything to say other than I've been drinking Mosaic Showers by Noble Ale Works, Holmes. Just picked up 2 more 4-packs.
Must be
amazing
nice.
Amazing beer, Holmes. Another beer that people should not shy away or let it get away from you. Firestone Walker's number 10, Luponic Distortion, is an amazing IPA, Holmes.
Had it.
Delicious
had
beer. It. Literally, that's many all. Times. I just wanted to rub that in. This is Chew Your Beer, and I'm out, eh? That easy, that fast,
no.
Holmes.
What?
At the Wacho. Oh, no, one more thing.
There it is.
24-pack of Hams, Holmes. So, what am I going to do that? I don't know yet. Probably drink it all in one day. I have to watch.
Sounds like Saturday. A football day. Football day beer. That's what you drink when you watch football all day.
You can do other things while you drink beer.
Oh, what?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was just football.
Make pancakes.
Work.
Work.
Work your job.
Yeah. Clean some windows.
Yeah. Sure you can.
Polish your light bars.
Light bar polishing. Honey, I'm going to polish my light bars. I'll be drinking. Be out in the driveway.
What's up, guys? It's Friday. We're calling in early for some reason.
Why?
It's Colin and Janine.
We decided to just roll it now. We're like, fuck it. We're having a good time.
Yeah, bro.
Great. We do not like Friday calling.
Good time to call in.
We want Sunday calling.
We're going to go straight to River North Brewing Company.
Because they're awesome.
Oh, yeah. Dude, you guys opening their beer and complimenting their beers?
Dude.
The Flexocalciter is so good. I just had two of them.
You know what's funny? They have no idea that we do this. Even though we tell them, they don't care. And you guys are totally
as with almost every brewery.
Stuff. And they're like just one of the best brewing companies we've got out here. But I just feel like you guys that are super unappreciated on your presentation of their stuff on your show. It's great.
Yeah.
Oh, correct. So pretzel necklaces.
Uh huh.
Are you that guy?
So the first time I was handed a pretzel necklace, I was like, oh, this is what we do. We wear pretzel necklaces.
This is what we do, honey.
And it made a fucking mess all over my shirt, and there's salt everywhere.
Oh, all the butter.
I don't even like pretzels, so.
So we're not the people that come with the pretzel necklaces, but we're the people that get given pretzel necklaces by our friends.
Hey guys, I made pretzel necklaces. Do you want one? I have this entire gallon.
Yeah, and then Colin, the second time Colin, it touched into his belt loop, and he didn't like that either.
Well, I wanted to be polite, so I put it on my belt loop, you know, to kind of
pretzel belt.
And then guess what happens? My pocket, the side of my pants, turns into like this greasy, salty mess, and dude, not my thing.
Pants.
Yeah, I wear it around my neck. I don't give a fuck.
Whoa.
I hate it. You know, if someone gives it to me, I do it, but I don't make it ahead of time.
The next year, I was just like, you know, just, I put the hand up. I'm like, I don't, no, I'm good. I need the pretzel necklace.
Yeah. Oh, and you guys are wrong. It's me that's going to be out of town. I'm going to be in Scotland. So, Ed from Wales, if you have any brewery recommendations in Scotland, let me know.
Reckos.
Wow, you can have a get it with Ed.
Because I'm going to Scotland for 2 weeks, and I'm really excited. But... So, Colin is going to be driving around the Garage Boys. Not that I couldn't handle them alone.
Whoa.
I'm sure it would be just fine. You know, like, I can handle myself. I'm a big girl and everything. So.
I know. Fontan Gym and Evil Circle have already... got this whole thing figured out, which is cool. Sunday.
Colin's driving.
Really Sunday. Like, let's get fucked up on Saturday.
I hope that you guys have to get it and take pictures and or, you know, call me or something.
Yeah, we'll probably, yeah.
So, like Colin's going to be hanging out with the Garage Boys.
So I told Janine, since she's going to be in Scotland and
quite,
I'm going to be here,
thing.
That she can have a 1:30 call and that I can have a 1:30 call. But she said that we could both do 3-minute calls.
Yeah, I'll be email voicemailing you from Scotland. So, I doubt I'll have 3 minutes of shit to talk about, so we'll just try to keep it short. We'll try to keep it twite.
Okay, and our question of the week
is,
how many of you guys like The Breakfast Club? So,
no, that's not our question.
The movie?
Our question is, what is your favorite quote from The Breakfast Club?
We just watched it this weekend.
Yeah, and we didn't realize how cool it was.
It's
and
fun.
Keep up
the good work, guys.
And stuff.
Do it.
It's yay.
Me. Wow. Keep up the good work, guys. Continue to amaze with their calls.
Breakfast Club is a great movie. Classic.
So you have no quotes, is what you're
movie,
saying.
But yeah. No, I like when she uses her dandruff to make snow on her drawing on paper.
Is that a quote?
That's not a quote, but it's like a scene.
Ah. That's better than what I got. So
I like when the asshole teacher guy comes in. He's he's using his bullhorns. He's all can see me using
Yeah, we can see that.
It's good A's movie, bros.
It's good. Isn't there a guy with a Porsche?
Yeah, that's Martin Sheen's brother.
Emilio. No, it's like Emilio.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, nope. Sorry. Not a.
Dude, come on, bro.
Not a Brat Pack fan.
You're not into the Brat Pack?
Nope. Never saw St. Elmo's another Fire.
Another legitimate email here. I like to, we can break up the voicemails with email. I like it. This is from Paul Tharma. Hi, Sarah. Hope you're doing well. This is like a fucking spam. Basically, a spam. It's somebody advertising to like.
I am Norwegian
to
Prince.
Do transcripts of our podcast.
We're committed. You got to read the email now.
No, I have $4 million on hold.
We found your contact information at Speakers, Podcast, or iTunes directory. they can't even like pick which one they found us on. We know you have several audios, videos, or podcasts.
We
know about several of the things that you probably maybe have. Many pieces of speakers generate great content by transcribing existing audio, video, or podcast to use as articles, blog posts, even books.
What do we look like in German?
My rate is USD $35 an hour of audio or video, which can turn around in just 24 hours. We are based in India. We provide our services all over the United States.
USD?
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Yes. And no.
That's actually a good rate. But yeah, transcribing your podcast, by the way, is really overrated. It's not going to get you SEO juice for the most part. So don't bother. Do good show notes and that's it. You don't need to transcribe your podcast. Giving you a little tip.
Wow.
Little pro tip. By the way, we're going to have a... I'm going to take part in a...
you're doing that, CMAC?
A podcast, CMAC. CMAC is our local sort of public broadcasting channel. And they're doing a podcasting... They're going to start up a podcasting program.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a day where... myself and Joshua Teehee, also of the Dorktown Network, from Flowing with Famous, there's going to be like a, I don't know, it's a Q&A thing. We're going to be down there. So
I should attend this. I should learn October, how to podcast one day.
I want to say October 5th down at CMAC from like 6 to 8. It's a Wednesday, if that's an October 5th. So if you're in the local area, you want to hear about podcasting, come on down.
Yes.
It's going to be a great time. And we're still doing voicemails.
What's up, guys? This is John in Long Beach, a.k.a. Fire Dog Brewing. Just want to check in with you real quick. Got back the other day from our trip to Montana. It was a blast. If any of you out there have never been to Yellowstone, absolutely make an effort to go. It's stunningly beautiful, and you'll see tons of wildlife, and it was great. And the trip as a whole is a great. As far as a beer trip, it maybe wasn't the most intense beer trip I've been on recently. Had some really good beers though, but didn't quite get to as many of the brewery type places I would like to have gone, because we're out in the middle of nowhere most of the time. But that said, the highlights of the trip, this layover beer I had in Seattle from Georgetown Brewing, it's got a weird name, Bodhisattva, which my wife, when I told her the name of it, was like, oh, that's the name of a Steely Dan song, but it's spelled different, which I'm not a Steely Dan fan, but, you know, it was an amazing beer. So highly recommend that if you get a chance to get up to Seattle or find it anywhere. Real good beer. Also, the Tamarask, I think I'm saying the name of the brewery right there, Hat Trick Hop IPA. Drank it out of a can, so I have no idea if it's clear or hazy, but it was a damn good beer. So really recommend that. Like I said, it was mostly out in the wilderness, but did stop by Lewis and Clark Brewing in Helena and... picked up some nice mixed 12 packs for the road, so that was cool. Yeah, all in all, it was an awesome trip. Thanks, Binge Clark, for the recommendations. And can't wait to get back. And also, in terms of a get it, little side note, I know Kelly, whose craft's been reaching out for an LA rep area get it, and hopefully over the next few weeks we can put that together. I'm down, and you know, Chew and Scotty B, whomever else, would be great to all get together and tilt a few back. So looking forward to that. Hopefully we can pull it off. And other than that, keep up the good work, guys.
Thank you. Long Beach John, Long Beach rep. He's got a lot of work to do next year. We have a lot of work to do. And that summit comes.
Mm-hmm. Home field advantage.
Yep.
What are the perfect pour? I guess this would be my second voicemail since my first one got played from last week's show. So I got played probably before this one. Anyways, Holmes, check it out. Drink my beers, that's it. drink my beers fast. I don't want those things being shelved. I want them drank fresh, Holmes. I sent you like 10 bottles and in a self-stamp envelope, and I still haven't received my stickers, Holmes. I'm like standing in front of my window waiting for the mailman to bring me my x-ray glasses, that's it. Come on, Holmes. Send me those goddamn stickers, that's it. Also, can you come up with the calendar on the website so... if anyone's going to send samples, we can take up that week so our samples don't get overtaken by someone else's samples, and then you're drinking old samples. You know what I mean, Holmes? That's kind of like what the beers do. Anyways, so I talked about the calendar, Holmes. The beer sample calendar. I talked about sending me my goddamn stickers. What else? Drink that goddamn black IPA Cascadian Ale, Holmes. Is amazing by McLeod. Also,
oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
I'm still waiting for the Hugh Hefner sound bites. That's it. Come on, Holmes. Get on the ball. That. Also, a while back on Twitter, you requested some
how much we forgot.
Feedback from the listeners of new things to do on the show. Any feedback on that? Maybe a live show once a month where it's broadcasted live and we can join a chat room and chit chat or what have you. I don't know. Just some you know, some thoughts. But any feedback on that? And what else, Holmes? Chew Your Beer will be barbecuing this weekend for the fight. A lot of beer being drank, a lot of Pacifico, Modelo, because, you know, my Mexican family. I myself, Holmes, I'll be drinking, what is it, four packs of Noble Mosaic Shower, Holmes, because I got it like that, eh? Also, Luponic number 10 is an amazing Luponic beer, Holmes. I think it's like the top beer of all the Luponic series.
He's putting in his beer of the year right now, Holmes.
I don't want to run out of time. Well, I'm at 2 minutes, so I can keep going. Also, just a quick thing, Scotty B will be out here on the 29th or so that weekend, the end of September. I'm hoping maybe we can get together in Long Beach and hook up with Long Beach John. Maybe we can hit Beachwood or maybe El Segundo or somewhere a little bit closer to L.A. You know, maybe we can meet halfway. We'll figure something out. But Long Beach John, you'll have the opportunity to meet Scotty B. He's an amazing person. Even Kelly. Hoozcraft and myself, Chew Your Beer. There'll be like a rainbow of flavor, Holmes. That's about it. Drink my fucking beers, eh?
Whoa!
Stop putting that shit in the
easy
back.
Easy essay.
Don't age hazies, Holmes. And don't... just drink the beer, Holmes. That's it. It's Chew Your Beer, and I'm out. Peace out. Ahí te guacho.
Ahí te guacho.
What do you think? Who do you think gave us that one?
Chew Your Beer.
I love gold!
Eggs and waffles. What's that sound?
This is from Lincoln, the beer company. I never heard of Lincoln in Burbank, the Los Angeles area. The Liberator Imperial IPA.
Drinking with Lincoln.
I just over poured my glass.
Great.
Lots of foam.
Just great.
Going from left to right of your podcast style.
Ah. Perfect. I can't smell anything.
Whoa.
Double bubble?
Super carbonated.
Mm-hmm. Belgian-y?
Yeah, I'll say this is banana Belgian.
Oh, boy.
How do you do this with an IPA?
Fermented incorrectly? Use Belgian yeast?
I think they use Belgian yeast in this one. Wow. Wow.
I'm not getting tropical fruit at all.
Mm-mm. This is a Belgian IPA. What this is.
Yeah, malt, wheat, oats, hops, yeast, water.
Thanks.
Details. Super details.
I don't know if it's supposed to taste like that.
No, man. I'm not down with Belgian stuff. I mean, it's fine. I know people like, there's some people that like it, but I'm not one of the people. And now, where the hell? Guys, where's the app I'm looking for? Can you find it for me?
3-2 down.
Oh, let's see. 3-2 down. Ah, oh, damn it. Wasn't it?
Damn. That would have been awesome.
It would have been. That's Snapchat. I don't,
no, no. Abort.
Abort. Taint don't chat. Look at Abort. There. Don't look on there. This may get edited out, may not. I don't know what's going to happen. This is what happens when you have too many apps and not organized. You just sit there and scroll and scroll. Where is my Google Voice? Guys, where's my Google Voice?
They changed the logo recently.
Yeah, maybe that's what's messing me up.
It's a spotlight. It's search. A white square with a green bubble, a little phone head in it.
Oh, there you got. Thanks. Thank you, Matt. Now I found it. I'm here. Mm-hmm. I'm here, guys. Everything's fine. We're cool. We still got some voicemails left. We're having Belgian IPAs, apparently. And we're listening.
Hey, guys. This is Paul calling with Gordon Biersch parking lot report.
Yes!
Don't worry. I'm not here to drink beer. But this is where we have to come to deliver our GABF entries. So this is my first time at this big operation. Not that exciting, but whatever. Here I am, dropping them off. I want to give you all, everybody, a quick tutorial on how to make your voice sound like Rick Astley. So, in my case, you know, you listen to him and you think, he's got an unusually deep-sounding voice. But then when you sing along with him, you realize that he's not singing low, it's just a deep voice, almost as if, like, he has an O-ring shoved into the back of his throat. So, essentially, like, say you're singing, like, I just want to tell you how I'm feeling. There's my voice. So you just basically have to pretend you have an O-ring shoved in the back of your throat. And it's, I just want to tell you how I'm feeling. You are drunk, and so am I. And so on and so on. See?
No, you're
my regular voice. I just want to tell you how I'm feeling. I just want to tell you how. There you go. Okay. Yeah, no effects were used. All my, whatever. All right, cheers, guys. Whatever. I'll talk to you soon. Bye. Keep up the good work.
A magician never reveals his secrets.
I like that tutorial. See, try to imagine there's an O-ring in the back of your throat. Wow. I was amazed that was Paul.
An O-ring.
Now I'm trying to find it. Damn it.
You're going
to
be doing that all week, aren't you?
Yep.
Hoy.
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 No.
Hoy. I'm going to let you guys continue with that.
Damn it. Damn it, Matt. Matt has to always look cooler than us.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
No.
I'm driving.
Scotty B.
So, I just wanted to share a little experience that I had today. So, on Monday, I went to the beer garden, Tioga Sequoia Beer Garden, that is. And I got some beer. Mm-hmm. And the card I used to get it, it's tied to my email, right? I get a receipt, and it's... It gave me an opportunity to give some feedback. So I gave some feedback about how I love going to the beer garden, and it's always such a super experience. And you know what email I got today in response to my response? I got a thanks sheet from Tioga Sequoia. And I'm curious if it was Matt.
Uh-oh.
Matt, did you send the thanks sheet, or was it some other beer garden dweller? Just wondering. I think it was Matt, though. Who else could it be, right? Well, anyway, I just want to share that heartwarming experience with you. And I don't really have much new to talk about. I may have some beer for you guys to try in a week or so. Maybe.
We already tried it.
We'll see how things go. That's about it. So I'm sure there's something I'm forgetting. There always is. So keep up the great work. I'm
trying it! Got it, babe!
Keep up the good work, keep up the good work, keep up the good work, guys!
Guys! Guys!
So,
sorry.
So usually we accept good reviews and good comments with open arms, but we typically don't reply to them. It doesn't really need to be replied to. Mm-hmm. But usually it's the negative ones where you have to get involved. But I have access to all the different formats that we get feedback and reviews on. And I try to go through them in a timely fashion. And little fun fact, Square does kind of, if you swipe your card, they kind of do give you a little bit of a footprint. It will tag your credit card to your name. So if you look up customers, you could see how often they use their card, what they buy, stuff like just receipts. It kind of saves all the information. So I was going through the reviews. It's like, oh, we've got a new review. And it's all, when it said the staff has always been super or something along those lines, I was like, well, there's only one guy that would specifically say this. And well, some people might say that in conversation passing, but well, this guy went out of his way to say it this way. So I click on it and I was like, that's Scott. It's all his full name. So it was like, Sir Scotty B. the Third Brewing Master.
Of course, yeah.
Was this full name on the credit card, but they had to abbreviate it just to Scotty B. But I saw that and I was like, well, I'm not even going to dignify who I am, but he'll get it.
Nice. Wow. Scotty B.'s suspicions are real.
Like I said, we don't usually reply to the positive feedback, but he was a good exception.
Scotland Bartholomew. That's what Scotty B. stands for.
Okay.
I am Scotland Bartholomew, Chief.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Paul, oh. With an early morning landline phone call from the brewery.
Yes.
I realize that this is going to be the second voicemail on this episode due to the fact that my last voicemail, even though it was left last week, did not make it on. So yeah, my apologies. Mike. I will make this brief. I was hoping for the benefit of the listeners who may not know that you could help us all and describe the subtle yet distinct differences between a Northeast IPA, a New England IPA, a hazy IPA, a cloudy, otherwise known as a foggy IPA, and lastly, the elusive unfiltered IPA. If you could break those down into separate categories, that would be helpful. All right, guys. Cheers. Keep up the good work. I will talk to you soon.
Bye.
Sure. So here's how it goes.
Yeah, Dan, give us the breakdown. Yeah.
Basically, they're all crap. And filter your damn beer.
Whoa.
So let's look at this at a different analogy. Imagine you have a mop bucket. It usually, when you start off with fresh mop water, it looks one way.
Yes.
Every time you mop a section of the floor and you go back, it gets a little bit more opaque.
All right. So, I like where this is going.
That's that's basically what it is. It's
dirty mop water.
Yeah. How hazy do you want your beer? How used do you want?
Which, keep mopping.
Which of those choices is dirtier than the other?
So,
but he said Northeast and then he said New England. Is there a difference between the Northeast and the New England?
Well, in my opinion, no, because New England is in the Northeast. What's a lie?
I'm shocked.
Geography.
Is New England. New England has a Portland.
Right.
It's not Portland,
Maine.
It's not like.
Yeah. It's a popular beer town.
It's not a newer version of England, the country.
It's new.
It's England.
But it's new.
It's just, it's a little pocket, little
is it new Portland?
Little hot pocket of,
hot pocket.
Yeah. So, that upsets me in itself. It's like Portland should only be in the one place. I get it. There's three Fresnos. There's two Springfields. There's all this, whatever.
Three Parises.
All that stupid stuff, but there should only be one Portland, and it should have been in New England. But to me, Northeast and New England they should be one and the same. It's just two different words to use it, like imperial and double.
Right. Same thing.
To me, that's the same thing. But they are different from an East Coast IPA. East Coast IPA are very malt-driven. They're bitter, and kind of like a resiny, where New England and Northeast, they're known for being unfiltered, super juicy, no hops in the beginning of the boil. It looks like a wheat beer, basically. And it tastes like a hoppy wheat beer in some cases. So that's that. Unfiltered, that's just anything you didn't run through a filter. Technically, there's people that cold crash and they will introduce enzymes that help clarify beer as well as reduce gluten. At the same time, that's an unfiltered beer to me. It doesn't mean it's a Northeast. Northeast is driven off of the yeast, not necessarily how you filter it. Cloudy, typically when I see beers labeled cloudy, that's when they start adding lactose and weird shit to it. And
weird shit.
I don't care for the term. It just sounds like the diarrhea of beer terminology. And hazy, to me, that's just a marketing term. I don't think it's in BJCP, if you're judging a beer and stuff, I don't think there's really a question that goes, was it hazy? On a 1 to 10, what's the haze level?
Scale.
But there's a term like haze bros that gets stuck in your brain. So that's why you would call something hazy, because people go, oh, for some reason I remember that term. I might be interested in this beer.
You got to market, bro. Haze bro.
Guys, can you hear me? Oh,
sorry.
Whoa.
I'm driving.
It's got to be.
This is my second voicemail of the week.
I already answered your question.
But yeah.
We'll allow it.
This is my second one of the week. So, I just wanted to say, I forgot what I was going to say. Well, I'm curious as to if that was Matt that responded to that feedback thing.
We covered that, bro.
Oh, yeah, okay, I know what I was going to say. I just remembered. So,
Member.
I have some coffee porter for you guys.
And, got it.
Had it.
Already answered your question. Already tried your beer.
catch up, Scotty B.
Come on. Have you been listening?
So I hope you like coffee, because this is all about the coffee.
Do we still have some left?
It's not on nitro. It seems like it's on nitro.
Need some of that coffee.
It's like a nitro head.
It's like a nitro
head. When you pour it in the glass, it cascades like nitro.
Yeah.
And it's kind of creamy. Yet thin. How can it be a creamy mouthfeel but still kind of thin? So it's not perfect. It's not exactly how I wanted it to be, but it's still really good. This is my first in a series of developing a great base porter, and I just threw coffee in the whole thing. I was going to separate it and have just the base and then top it with the coffee, but I'm like, you know what? F it. Let's put coffee in the whole thing. There's a little bit of vanilla in it, too.
Be bold.
It's really super. I'll make sure you guys get some. You guys like coffee, right?
Yeah.
And I named it after a Megadeth song, Good Morning Black Friday. Isn't that super?
Mm, that's
anyway,
fun.
Keep up the great work. I'm driving.
Scotty B. Thank you, Scotty B. We're allowing your extra voicemail because we were late we were early last week and whatever. We'll just allow it, okay? What do you think of that? And the final voicemail
Perfect Score. It's Eric, the Beer Father here.
Beer Father!
Post-2018
Beer with Friends
Screw
Podcast.
City Beer Fest. Standing outside on my deck, minus all my bros.
We have
all gone home for the night because evidently I'm the only one that can hang at the moment. We all had too much of a time, especially one that was passed out next to the car before we headed home, but that specific person will be named never. So
do it. Name him.
Highlights of the festival. Microphone Brewing, Toasted Marshmallow, Barrel Aged the Velvet Coffee Ground. Delicious, delicious beer. Pipeworks always bringing it. 2018 Jones Dog. Multiple pours of that. And then a new new brewer to the area that's going to be opening their own brew house within the next few months here in the 815 area code, Urban Forest, bringing the heat with many, many beers, stout and IPAs, both. My favorite, of course, of the festival that Urban Forest brought was the milkshake IPA with mango. Was absolutely delicious. Went for it. They also did a milkshake IPA with strawberry, which was crazy delicious. So just calling and giving you the heads up. Unfortunately, no hunger strike calls this year because everybody was either passed out or went home at this point. But it was a good Screw City Beer Fest for the 815. And we all made it through another one and had a good time, some more than others. So keep up the good work, guys, and cheers. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name. She
There was a lot of controversy. I put out on the Facebook, the Porum, Facebook group, and I said, because when on Instagram, if you're looking out for a beer, a lot of non-Perfect Pour listeners will use in search of ISO. So I just put it on a random question on the Facebook group. Should we change looking out for to in search of? And an overwhelming majority, meaning everybody that voted for keep looking out for. Some commented, you can't lose that song from Paul, but
looking out for beers.
To look out for. Maybe you should look out for them. Beers, maybe we should just look out for. Doesn't matter. Matt.
Okay.
Are you looking out for anything?
Yes. Still looking out for Spaceways. I got to sample that when I was in Sacramento. Our buddy Craig from Modern Times was there for the evening. It. Yeah, but that was... I split a can with three other guys. That's nothing. I mean, come on.
Yeah, man. When you're splitting with other guys,
yeah,
it's not as fun as when you're by yourself.
Modern Times, Nelson featured.
Is that what they call a selfie?
Nelson Hop featured beer.
Yep.
So, I want 4 packs of that. They also have Nelson Hops in the 5th anniversary, which that was the Portland one.
Oh, yes. The Portland one.
Portland.
That's all you're looking out for?
Yep.
Wow. Keeping it tight. Nick, what are you looking out for?
Treehouse.
Treehouse.
Of Horrors?
That's what she said.
That's over on the other side of the country, right?
Sure. It's going to make me look things up now.
Keever made them popular.
Treehouse.
Treehouse. It's like... Wow. I want to say Massachusetts, but...
Massachusetts.
You're messing with Massachusetts.
Munson, Massachusetts.
Munson.
What's a Munson?
Munson? What's a Munson?
Munson? Never heard of her.
What's a Treehouse beer?
Never. It is called That's What She Said. Katu.
I love
Wow. Gold. You open the beer he's looking out for, what? And he leaves.
He's all out of there.
That's it. I'm out of here.
Flipping tables. I'm out. I am leaving this facility. I am parting ways with you all.
What else are you looking out for?
I am re-upping my Alpine Nelson looking out for? Just in case.
Just in case. You're doubling down.
Doubling
down. Like, I'm really, really looking out for it now.
Yep. Let's clear some of these out. Make room for this.
Make room for the space ways.
Space ways. Space haze or space ways?
Space ways. Going around the table from left, right of your podcast, our new beer. Instant looking out for satisfaction. Space ways from Modern Times Brewing. Nelson Heavy.
Ooh, hazy I wonder what beer. The actual can is under the wrapper.
Oh, you can't tell?
What version it is.
Oh, yeah, because as we've mentioned a couple times in the show, and as Modern Times has mentioned, they had a canning issue and labeling issue. So they're using cans that were meant for other beers for some of these new beers. So they'll wrap cans that were already wrapped with other things. So you can peel them off and see what the can was before. And I can see a little bit of the top.
Yeah.
But I don't know what beer that would, I don't know which one that would be.
Yes, I do maybe not recall
Matt,
that.
Matt's, because a professional pattern. Industry guy can peel off that label and see. There you go.
Oh, well, they had a bunch of leftover cans that they rewrapped.
Yes, what was it? The which beer did
the one that we got to, what was it? Because this one's a screen printed can. The other one, I wish I could remember. I thought I took a photo of it. I think I did. I think it was a Booming Rollers can that they rewrapped. But that's why they went with purple, just because it would block out what's underneath. Because
they have a white and a purple.
Yeah, the.
So now we got to collect all four.
Got to collect them all. Got to collect them all.
I thought I'd taken a photo of it.
Were there more looking out for us, Nick? Did you have? Or are you done looking out? Finish your looking outs. You have more.
Yeah, I can't even read that. So we're done.
Dude, come on.
Something with Citra and Galaxy hops in it.
Just generally Citra and Galaxy hops.
Citra.
Matt's finally pouring his pit space with. I'm looking out for Ninkasi. You remember Ninkasi?
Who?
It's a hazy domination.
Oh, no.
Domination from Ninkasi. Okay, they're making a hazy version.
Hazies are definitely now over.
Now hazies are done, huh?
Now they're done.
12-ounce cans.
Deschutes and Ninkasi.
Yep.
We're over.
Hazy domination. Oh, Matt is peeling away the label. What is the original can label of this Spaceways?
It was a good beer. We had this one.
Oh, yeah. It's the green and red. Looks like Christmas almost.
Christmas.
Fraxos.
Fraxos. That's what the can was. But it's got Spaceways.
Which, I mean, with there being a quote-unquote can shortage, it is, it's a pretty good thing to do is if you have leftover cans to just have them shrink-wrapped and gets you that much further.
There you go.
Yes, but how did Modern Times make that error?
Error?
Yeah, they ordered too many cans or discontinued the beer sooner than they thought.
Well, I mean, cans have at least a 6-week turnaround time. If you want to get brights, obviously you can get them easier and do stickers.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, some printed cans take up to 6 weeks and you have to order by, a pallet, which is over 1,000 cans. So
I get that, but, to have leftover cans means you made a severe shift in your thinking of operations. Like, yeah, we're done with that. On to the next one. But we have cans left over. Like, you don't just not fill cans when you've gone that far with the artwork.
I'm not even going to start with the list of reasons why.
I don't know.
Things don't always go as planned, and sometimes over-ordering packaging is something that extremely happens. Especially with, like I said, with cans, you have to order. Like when we do our 99 golden ale, we almost have to order a year's supply for us.
Right. To make it affordable. I get it.
No, just to get a truck. You have to like order a truck.
Yeah.
And, there could be something that happens where we have to discontinue that beer and you're stuck with so many cans. It's, I get what you're saying, but it's just, you can't predict that. You can't just be like, well, nope, since we have the cans, we have to keep making that. That's not always the luxury.
I don't know.
You like luxury.
Luxury.
Good stuff. Trillium and Monkish.
Oh,
these
yeah.
are big Limefest brewers. Trillium and Monkish. They made a collab. It's called Insert Hip Hop Reference There.
Oh, boy.
And the can is an old, you know, an old tape deck box.
Yeah.
And it's get. It's,
Ghetto Blaster.
Yeah, Ghetto Blaster. Thank you. Jesus. It's late in the show, guys. And so it's a cool can art, cool reference. It's a triple with Citra. So can't be bad, right? It's got to be good. And another one from Cerebral Brewing, Denver Brewer Cerebral Brewing, Secret Chat Room.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. The can art, it's got like, you know, like script, for, HTML script in the, for the can art.
Yeah.
It's like secret chat
angles and backslashes.
Yeah. Secret chat room. So, I don't know. Damn. Looks cool. Who knows if it's good. I want the can.
Label buy.
Super label buy. I'm a label buy guy. Big time. If I don't know anything about the beer and it's a cool label, dude, buying it. And that's what you need for all your looking out for beers. As we enjoy, what do you think of this Spaceways, Matt? Is it better? You're still doing a three-way, but.
No, it's fantastic. I think the Simcoe, like, makes a little bit sharp because Nelson's has a little funk thing going on, but I'll take Nelson however I can get it.
Like the Nelson. Untapped, we referenced it earlier. We gave you a little pro tip for Untapped. It is the go-to beer drinking app. I am Mikey Toppour on Untapped, or Dorktown is my technical username. But I think you can find me if you just search Mikey Toppour. And I'm at 90. My group, you can make private groups. And I have a Perfect Pour listener group where you can just stock certain, you can make a group and just stock that group. So I have a Perfect Pour listener group and it's at 98 right now. So I need to get this thing up to 100. So if you're a listener and you're on Untappd and you think maybe you're not, maybe I haven't gotten you in that group yet or something. Let me know. I feel like I'm pretty good about getting people in if I know this, but let me know. Either when you check into a beer, just tag me and say, hey, make sure I'm added to the group, or just comment in one of my check-ins and just say, hey, man, am I in the group? What's going on? So let me know, because I need to get that just numbers-wise. I need to get it to triple digits. Let's see. What the hell was I drinking this week? Did I drink? I don't remember. I have any beer? It'd be nice if I did. Full Circle local beer. #drinklocal. Big Worm from Full Circle and New Glory, Sacramento's New Glory, a collab beer. This is actually good.
Yeah.
Usually collab beers aren't so great or meh, but this is really good. It's still right now at the moment really good, so hopefully it keeps holding up. But it's a double IPA, so you just never know. But I think it will. So I am advising to pick up Big Worm if you see it. Dymaxion from Modern Times Brewery. Pale Ale. It was nice to have a pale some pails around. Great weekend beers.
Traditional pails.
During the day beers, you always got to have pails around. And when I don't, it's very frustrating because it'll be like a Saturday afternoon. I'll be like, yeah, I could use a beer. But then if I have like 7% plus IPAs, 16-ounce cans in there, I'm like, I can't do that right now. I need like a 12-ounce, 5% pail right now. And when I don't have it, it's annoying. So it was nice to have that Dymaxion on call over the weekend. And I was at a place. Where the hell was this? Oh, at Pismo's.
Oh, yeah.
Super classy. The Motra Blood Orange IPA.
Yikes.
From Santa Maria Brewing. That was pretty good. And I had, from Russian River, Happy Hops IPA. What? Not a Pliny, not a Pliny. Happy Hops. This is a new beer that they're making that is a tribute beer to the an original Santa Rosa brewer that made an original IPA in Santa Rosa called Happy Hops. So they did a tribute beer to this beer and sort of modernized it a little bit. Didn't make it straight up exactly as the old 1944 recipe where this beer is from. They sort of made that recipe and then gave it a little bit of a modern twist. And it was really good. I did a video of it. It's on the Mikey Top 4 YouTube. But I did a blog post about it on Mikey Top 4. But it was really cool. A guy, a friend from work, went through Santa Rosa and brought it down. He's like, I was expecting Pliny, but then he's like, there's this too. And I was like, it was this completely new bottle. But it was a Russian River bottle, but it was like completely new label. I had never heard of this beer. I was like, a Russian River beer I've never heard of? Yes. Give me that. I was like, whatever, Pliny. You
shoved him over and took the beer.
Get out of the way. And I also had from Drake's. I don't think we've had this on the show. I think we've debated this, but I'm pretty sure we haven't. The Bright Side, the Brute IPA from Drake's. It is the best brute I've had. I had that at Jack's Urban Eats.
Wow, they have it on
Village. They have it in bottles. They don't have it on draft. They have it in bottles. So I had that real quick as I was picking up takeout, and it didn't sell me on like yes, brute IPAs are awesome.
Still not a
fan. But it was the best of the brutes I've ever had. Maybe this is my fourth different brute IPA I've had, and this was definitely the best of them. So right now, all my brute IPA opinions are going up against this Bright Side. So that's enough of me. Matt Bearded Brewer, 87 on Untappd. Make sure you're following him. There's probably so many you didn't check into. Or in Sacramento, I'm guessing.
I actually did pretty good. I probably checked in about 98% of the beers that I enjoyed.
It's difficult to check into everything and when you're at festivals.
Considering I wasn't working at a festival that I was at, it gave me enough time.
So got to enjoy it?
Yeah.
Who was doing the Tioga booth?
So we all split it. There was a couple of production guys that went up. Kevin did the first couple hours of the brewmaster before he took off and went, he had to go football the next day or something like that.
I got stuff to do. Watch football tomorrow.
And then there was the president, Mike Cruz, our office manager, Bert, and myself. But I didn't have too much FaceTime. They kind of allow me to go around and explore that festival. They know I really appreciate going up to the Sacramento area and hanging out and networking and hanging out with friends. So I'm always very thankful for that. But, some of my been caught drinkings. Murtaugh, Session IPA from Fieldwork. I was able to enjoy that beer. That one was, it didn't give any descriptors that it was going to be unfiltered or hazy, but it was, and I was okay with it.
If you're a Nick, you've been pissed.
Yeah, throw that shit away.
A really cool place that just opened in Sacramento is called Urban Roots. Fantastic barbecue and brewery tap room. And they can accommodate big crowds and have quick turnaround time.
Nice.
But they had a Cantaloupe Island. It was a double dry hopped IPA. No fruit, no melons were harmed.
How melony is it?
I mean, it was on the softer side of IPAs, so it was pretty good though. I had an Einstock.
Yes.
The Icelandic pale ale.
Yeah.
Or
Icelandic. For some reason, we have that in Fresno. I guess they're a big, pretty. They must have a big distribution because they're pretty. I don't understand. Like, I always see it and think, like, I need to investigate this more. Why is this so prevalent? And then I move on.
It was a good beer. We were at in Sacramento. It's very common that old houses were converted. They are residential commercial, but there's a term for that. The zoning.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're zoned.
Anything mixed. On Shaw Avenue can be mixed use. Yeah.
So there's a lot of houses in Sacramento that are that way. And so there's this place called Cupro's. It's this beautiful old house. And you walk just in the front door and they put a bar there and they put a bar upstairs. And there's like the room still exists. It still has the wood paneling on the walls and around the frames and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool. And, but they have a really decent can selection and a beer as well. It's a joke.
Nice cans. I like cans. Your cans. Your beer sucks.
Nice cans. So we were hanging out with some friends, Gumby, up in that area, and there was five of us, so they grabbed five beers, and we all kind of sorted our ways out, and so that was the one I ended up with, was the Einstock, and I was not upset with it. Well, I was there earlier with the cousin, Steve and Zach. I had from Mother Earth, Say When.
Oh, industry guys.
Say When, which was a decent IPA. I was going into that beer hoping Mother Earth wouldn't disappoint me, and they did well.
Say When.
Going to Tank House and getting a Hams is always on my list whenever I end up in Sacramento.
Why? Why is it the Hams? Why? What's the, what? Why?
Because you get five in the can and one in your hand.
All right, I'm just gonna leave that be.
You get six beers for $10. It's late night. You just want some barbecue, something to wash it down. Your palate's wrecked by then. You don't really want to go to bed. You just want something to fill the space. So, Hams washes down real easily.
Yeah, at the end of a long drinking day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I get that, like, you could have the best beer in the world, and you're not going to either remember it or just understand it properly. It's like,
Yeah.
Speaking of which.
It's just going to taste like beer.
They had an Alvarado Street takeover, so I ended up having a When Doves Cryo.
Ooh.
It was clean. It was a good beer, but I can guarantee you I probably didn't. Probably wasn't able to taste 40-60% of the beer, but I knew it was good. I know Alvarado's good, so that's why I had the Hams
I've heard things.
Sunday morning, I was the guys were getting some Bloody Marys, and I decided against that, so I had a Panic IPA from Track 7.
Morning beer.
And then I got to try a beer called Through the Haze.
We're just trying to get through it now.
Trying to get through it.
Oh,
gonna get through it, Nick.
Bear Republic.
Oh man.
Oh.
And they're doing hazies.
It was good. So this.
Now they're over.
So if breweries didn't have hazy IPAs at this beer festival, they had Brutes. And then some other obscure style. So I ended up having a lot of hazy beers when I was in Sacramento.
Hazy.
A clean IPA or a filtered IPA that I had from Fieldwork was called Carrying the Axe. It was sight unseen. I just purchased it. I brought it home. I popped open that crowler, and it was fantastic.
Hmm.
A beer that did save me at the beer festival was from Fort Point. We've been drinking the Mosaic Park.
Yeah.
They had Galaxy Park on draft over there. So damn. I'm hoping that's the next single set of cans. Series.
You like Galaxy?
I do like Galaxy. It's a little bit on the funkier side, but I do enjoy it. Drake's had their beer. It was called Haze, not H-A-Z-E, but H-A-Y-E-S. Like Haze is a person.
Haze. Hey.
Willie Mays Haze.
Yep.
Hey.
And then I did, I made it out to Tower the other night, and I hadn't been out in a while. I've been working on a new Volkswagen, mm-hmm. which some people probably have seen. It's taken up a lot of my spare time and spare money, or all my money. And I had a fish from Pizza Port. It's their new rotator. Does not taste like fish. It's a good IPA.
Really good IPA. Fish sticks.
Hey, nice. It says fish on the can. It wanted to taste like fish.
So they had.
If you put it on the beer name, it better taste like it.
So they had Graveyards, which is their pale. And then they had Beer Friends Forever. And then now it's Fish. So good rotating series. Do recommend picking up Fish if you see it. They had Offshoot, the Relax. It's just hazy. They still had some cans of that.
Nick? It's both hazy. Relax. It's Ignore. Just hazy.
It was good.
Snooze button.
And then we ended up going down to Strummer's, and it was karaoke night. And I look upon the board, and from Southgate Brewing, they had Good Vibrations. Ooh. And it was damn tasty. And the board said it was 4%. I'd never tasted a beer.
Hey, board, I think you're bullshitting. Excuse me, who put this board together?
It was not thin. It had good hop flavor.
Fucking liar.
It was good.
Fuck you.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was a 6.2%. But they said it was about just under 4.5.
You're all bullshit. Whatever.
I play the ABV game. I know these things.
Excuse me, I'm a professional ABV game player.
The Spaceways is perfect right now. Wow. The Nelson is just singing.
Ooh.
Yes.
I might be going to Southgate's Oktoberfest. So what? You guys want to
get it?
When's that?
Get it. I think that one's the 22nd of September, maybe.
Oh, Saturday. Everybody's doing that.
Yeah, everybody.
Pita Kebab in Visalia, House of Pendragon, Taugascoya, and apparently now
Southgate.
And then there's also Suds in the City.
Ah, yeah, nobody cares about that. It's not really a craft beer event, so nobody cares. Nick.
Huh?
Bit Cock Dragon. The Nick 80.
Bears.
Sierra Nevada's Oktoberfest.
Boring.
Collab
number
with
two, checked in beer Stefano. Across the country.
That's right.
Right now.
It's a collab.
Second hottest beer in the country.
What about Spotten Oktoberfest?
No.
Okay. Just outstanding.
Just Kerner. Outstanding.
And it was fresh. I knew it. It was fresh.
Really? Where was it at?
Vino.
Okay.
Grill?
It's not a Eureka Burger.
No. Negative. It's like Eureka Burger, but for wine.
Oh. Boo.
But they have beer.
Okay.
And, of course, Narwhal.
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 Did we ever All officially find out what year we drank last week?
No. Oh. Not because we didn't do the research, but because we didn't do the research.
Right.
Hey, I thought I said 2015.
Yeah, your best guess was 2015, so we're just going to go with that, which is very possible.
It means you don't believe me.
No, I believe you.
I wish you believed me.
I believe you. I'm just saying that, you know, you're not definitive. You believe it's 2015. That's all I have to go on, is your opinion. Man.
Tied the room together.
It tied the room. Did it not, dude?
Did it.
Is that all?
I also had the Dymaxion from Modern Times.
Look at you.
It's a wrapped can, too.
What was underneath?
I haven't cut the label off yet. I have it on the shelf ready to slice open, but I haven't done it yet.
We all want to see. Look for the Nick 80 on social media. You might reveal it. Is that all your bank cuts?
Oh, I had to finally drink my big bad Baptist that was courtesy of you and the producer.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good beer.
Wow.
Very tasty.
Mm.
Nice beer, Epic Brewing Company.
Good job. Well, that's all the Bangkots.
Mm-hmm.
That leaves this. Uh-oh. What's that?
Cheers, 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 cheers. It's the end of the show.
Fridge Mike? Nope. Oh, he's back already.
Cheers out to the patrons. Thanks for buying us some Fieldwork Crowlers.
Man, we really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it wouldn't have happened. Got Fieldwork Crowlers.
Without your support, that would not have been possible. And then cheers out to new untapped friend, Tommy Moz. Thanks for sending me an old friend request.
Yeah, T-Moz.
I love gold!
Do you know? Yeah.
This is, you're speaking of the producer. We'll just say this is a beer donated to the show by the producer from Dorktown.
Oh, really?
Matt loves it. Come on, it's the season.
Oh,
man.
Oh, there it is.
It is the inaugural season. Oh, my God. He just passed it by. He didn't even pour it.
Wow.
Dogfish Head's Pumpkin Ale. Hey, do you think this is the definitive pumpkin beer? Like, or is there a pumpkin beer more definitive than Dogfish Head's Pumpkin Ale? Can you think of one?
This is the pumpkin ale. I'm going to say Anderson Valley has one.
Yeah.
The Fall Hornin, mm-hmm. Right? Is that a pumpkin?
Right, beer? Yeah. But like, I think, it feels like not everybody can get that Dogfish. Not everybody can get the Anderson Valley. Like,
you're saying availability or?
Yeah, well, like.
Defines a like style. More of because the, if we're going by availability, that there's a one called Buffalo Bills.
Oh, yeah.
That Trader Joe's famously carries.
Loves that Buffalo Bills.
And they make a pumpkin
mm-hmm.
ale.
Yeah. That was like, they call that one a gourd beer, don't they? Or yeah, something like they're like.
It's, yeah. Not, it's not the spice bomb. It's the actual mm-hmm.
That one maybe Matt could handle.
No comment.
Or I could just not. I don't think there's ever going to be a point in my life where I just said, oh, I wish I had more pumpkin beers. What I've been missing out in my whole
life.
Is
that why Tioga never makes one? Because of you? You're like, if you want to keep me here, you better not make a pumpkin beer.
There is far more important people that make that decision and or scoff at the idea. So
you're not the only one at Tioga that scoffs at pumpkin beers. Is that what you're saying?
Nobody has ever asked me, don't you think it'd be a good idea if we made our own pumpkin beer? And that question has never been brought up. So
well, wow. You guys are missing out.
Yeah. Come
on. Untapped market.
Untapped.
Untapped.
He said untapped.
Yes. Who is it? Shipyard does their.
Yes, Shipyards.
Famously yeah. known for their pumpkin beer.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's popular around here, but the Shuffley. Brewery?
Which one?
Shuffley.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. Where are they at? Them?
Let's see if we can find out.
I'm going to say the Dogfish Head.
This is your...
Is the most definitive, like, this. Now pumpkin beer season is here.
I don't even know how to spell their brewery.
You brought up the good ones. Yeah, those are all good.
God, whoa. Dang it.
All right. Ooh, yeah. Hey.
Oh, man.
Third floor, please,
Matt
sir.
Matt loves that kind of music. That was Matt. Matt listens to that all day long. You go into Tyler Sequoia, that's what's playing.
I'm just going to imagine there's an O-ring in my throat.
Paul reference.
Paul reference. Were there more cheers from you, Nick?
I think that was it.
Cheers to our newest golden guy. We've got a new one.
Son what of a
sucker?
Bitch.
Corey Boswick. Cheers. CL Brew on Untappd. Make sure your friend CL Brew on your Untappd because he's our newest golden god. Bow, 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 bow. Thank you, Corey. And everybody, all our golden gods that donate money to the show every month. Patreon.com/perfectpour, patreon.com/perfectpour. You can look at it right now if you're listening to the show on your phone. That's our Patreon page. It's a great Patreon's a great website. They go between provide a service for you, your creative, where the people that like what you do, like what you create, can donate money to you. Get, just give you some money. And then it makes it easy for you to give a little bit back. And if you're a $5 or more patron, which is your only choice right now, you have no other choice.
Yes.
$5 or more, you can get, you become a listener of the tailgate session, which is us quietly hanging out before the show. And you get invited to the Pour'em, the private Facebook group. And here's some different, like sometimes you'll get some early audio of the show or just early video or just something. So it's pretty cool. So thanks everyone for being a patron. Yeah, like I said, like we referenced earlier, we got 4 fieldwork collars because of you guys in the fridge. So that was pretty awesome. Thank you guys. And also thank you to Javier C. Arroyo, the Dot Hopaholics, and I Am My Pirate, and everybody that shares the show on your own social media and shares the show, talks about us, or subscribes to the show on your Patreon or your podcast app. Anything you can do to get the word out about us is highly appreciated. And just interacting with us throughout the whole week, super appreciate it. At Perfect Pour Pod is our social media. So cheers, everyone. The dogfish head pumpkin tastes like it always does, right, Nick?
It's good stuff.
Classic pumpkin beer. So everyone have a great week.
Where's the hazy pumpkin beer?
Yeah, hazy pumpkin beers. I'm filtered pumpkin. I want pumpkin seeds in my beer. Better get them. Yeah. All right, be safe. Have fun. Check your dates.
Check your dates.
Super important. Thank you, guys. Perfect Pour Pod. Keep up the good work.
Pumpkin it up.
And we're pumpkinning.